Now, I think that the way you can divide the little book is very interesting. It starts off in verse 2, "Hear, all ye people." That's the first division. Then when you get to chapter 3, you find this again. "And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob." And then you keep turning over, and you'll come to chapter 6, and here it begins, "Hear now what the Lord saith." So that you can divide it according to the hears that we have. And so we have in the first 3 chapters proclaiming future judgment for past sins. Then in chapters 4 and 5, you have prophesying future glory because of past promises. And then you have in the 3rd major division, chapter 6, and you have present repentance because of past redemption. And I put in this 4th division, pardoning all iniquity because of who God is and what he does. And that's chapter 7. Now that gives you the rundown on the little book. So many, especially young preachers, have written in. They want to give exposition and they want to know how to begin. And I would say this not only to young preachers, but to anyone who wants to study the Bible. The first thing that you should do is to get a grasp of the message of the entire book. What's it all about? What's he trying to say? What is the main message that you have? And therefore, you need to get an outline of the book. And therefore, here it's, "Who is a God like unto thee in proclaiming and in prophesying and in pleading and in pardoning?" And that divides the little book. Now, that brings us to this first chapter and the first division. And the first 3 chapters, we have proclaiming future judgment for past sins. The first 3 chapters. Now, we have in this little book some very striking statements. And we will be looking at one of them, the first one here in this first chapter. But in practically every chapter we have, and I say practically in every chapter, there will be a very striking statement that will be made. And sometimes it'll be one verse, sometimes it'll be many verses, as it will be here in this first chapter. So we have here the prophet's first message is directed against Samaria, and it reaches to Jerusalem. That is chapter 1.